Hi, thank you for joining me on Rooted in Love and Truth. Today we have a special guest and I am so excited because we just finished recording our segment and I think you're going to love it as much as I love her. We explore love and in particular it's around one song that has resonated with us almost all of our lives. And I'm going to put everything in the comments and description so you can find the links and the lyrics for the song. But you don't want to miss this episode. I'll catch you at the end. Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. I am excited because this is the first guest ever on Rooted in Love and Truth, the podcast. And I am happy that this person has been with me since our inception because she is my womb mate. Her name is Letitia and I love her.
And I love you.
Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
So this week, I've been listening to this Prince channel on Sirius XM. And one song that we used to sing all the time, it seemed, was playing. And I don't think I had ever really heard the song as an adult. I just could remember singing the hook. And then I sent it to Letitia. And the song is called Affection. It's by Tamara and the Sheen. Early 80s song, early 80s vibe. But we probably, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 when this song came out.
Too young to be listening to it, yeah.
So, I tried to search Spotify so I could do this legally to have the course play, but I'm going to play it real quick, and then we're going to discuss some of the things that
that comes up for us. Okay?
Sure.
Want to be singing off key right now, though. I, with you on the phone, I might be able to hold a tune. But like this song, so as young adults, as young kids, Tisha, as well as my other siblings and cousin, during the summertime, we had all this time to play, and a part of our life was to be rock stars. And we used to have concerts. And we used to make clothes. And we used to make clothes for Barbies. And all this stuff. All this world of great imagination. And which now leads us to probably some frustration, because we are all creatives living in a world that's very analytical. But this song was one of the songs that we sung, but I couldn't remember, did anyone sing lead or did we just sing the chorus of the song?
I want to say our cousin sung the lead, because that's the only person that comes to mind when I think about it, but we'll have to ask her. But I want to say she sung the lead, and then we all would come in on the chorus. And being that we were six, I don't know if my pseudo name, I'm going to put that out here on this podcast. I don't think I sung the lead, because I don't remember any of the words to the verses.
Yeah.
All I remember is the chorus.
All I remember is the chorus, too. And honestly, throughout my life, I have always found myself singing this song.
Correct. Me too.
Like, it's just ingrained in me. But I wonder if that piece that's ingrained in me has shaped my relationships. So I'm going to read the chorus. And it says, "All I want is affection." And the background note to that is, "All I really want." It says, "Baby, please, no rejection. All I need, all I want is affection. All I really want, baby, please, no rejection." And as we sat there on Friday, mm-hmm. And you went, "Look at the lyrics." And I'm like, how bad can they be? Because honestly, I probably, between it being on the print station, I probably listened to it at least three times before I even sent it to you. So.
Well, I got happy. I was like, oh, this is the song. And then I started listening. And I was like, hold on. Hold on. Oh, let me look this up.
So.
And then I looked up the definition for affection.
Okay. I should have looked that up.
So the definition for affection that just comes up when you do the, regular search. Mm-hmm. The first definition is a gentle feeling of fondness or liking.
Okay. So that's not bad, right?
A physical expression of affection. So it depends on where this conversation is going to go.
It's going to go wherever we take it. wherever we take it.
So I was excited to hear the song. I was like, oh my goodness, the song. Woohoo, sing along. And then I was like, hold up. So not only in just listening to the chorus, but if you go back and read the first verse, all I want is to get to know you better, be together very soon. Me and you have a connection, baby, and I know you see it too. So accept this invitation from me to you. What more can we do? We'll be alone. No disturbance on the phone. Oh, baby, can't you see? And then the chorus comes in.
All I want is affection.
And so how has this possibly shaped some of my thinking? And I believe it may have shaped it
to your detriment or to a place in life that we know that this song is not accurate for where we are in life?
Both. So the first, I would say to my detriment, because there have been places in my life along the way I feel that I thought affection was good enough, because affection somehow equated to love. And for me in this moment, in reading the definition and in reflection, affection does not necessarily equate to love. And then it's funny, because then I went back and looked at the video for the song. And I remember the tiger, and I remember how the guy was trying to get to her, and she was just pleading, you know, just come and be with me, because that's what it was. And so, to my detriment, I wonder how the song and even those words have set in the back of my mind, and how I even thought about approaching any relationship or cordial situationship.
So
what I really want is love, and love looks differently than affection.
Correct. Affection is a part of love.
Yes.
So when I looked at the video, you said, look at the video. So I looked at the video, and I'm sitting there, and the tiger comes in into the video. So in my mind, at first I was like, was the tiger keeping him away? Or because of technology in the 80s, we couldn't get her to transform into the tiger?
I saw her as the tiger.
Is she the tiger? She was the tiger for me. So
she was the tiger for me as well. And
but tigers are predatory.
But that's what she was in this song. What part of that? Hello? Hey, come over here. I need to see you. I mean,
I'm trying to figure out, like, I'm thinking how many situations I've been in, and I have been the person one to either express feelings first or to be like, yo, what's up?
Correct.
Like grown folks conversation, like, yo, what's your deal? And if it's purely because people want to believe that women don't necessarily see a man and just visually just say, I want them. But I think that's who I am as a person. And so if I want it, if I physically in that moment, mentally, my brain goes, damn, I want to fuck him. Like, it goes to this song.
Correct. And what problem is that? I don't see a problem in that, because I believe we should own those places, right?
Yes.
So verse 2. At verse times two. I see you, see through you. I know you want to know me, and I think you should. So let me take this precious time to turn on my charms. Oh, baby, don't have no doubts. I can feel that it won't be long. You're all I ever needed. Is a love to love me. Ooh, and that's what you'll have to do. Can't you see I need you?
Then we go, all I want is affection again. Like,
so I'm going to turn on these charms.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to get you to come on over here.
Mm-hmm.
And we should own all of the womanness, the woman that shows up in that.
Yes.
Because it is bold. It is who we are. It is everything that we should hold on to, because I believe sexuality should be held on to and uplifted, and women don't do that enough. Mm-hmm. And don't be ashamed about it.
Yeah. So I think that's the piece for me. Like in the video, the tiger, you know, it backs the man in the corner and mm-hmm. then takes him up to the roof where the whole band is playing. And I'm like, shoot, she wanted him bad. Like he was, you know, they were rich and all, because he's on his car phone. She calling from the house phone.
Right.
So, you know, we ain't got no cell phones to distract us once you get up here, because I'm not going to answer my phone.
Right.
So let's get cozy. Let's talk. Let's kick it. And then ultimately, we need to get down to business and have sex. Because, right. Boo, that's the ultimate affection.
Right.
Okay. So, I was like, okay. So let me go back to my first crush. And I'm like, was I thinking this in kindergarten? Like, all I want is affection. Like, trying to understand what I need to get your attention. Like, I can take it all the way back to kindergarten for myself.
Yeah, I can't go back that far.
So,
but I do think it played into it played into high school. It definitely played into college.
Mm-hmm.
And then it definitely played into way after college. When I think I finally became into my own, it plays into some things currently.
Mm-hmm. So, are you surprised I said kindergarten?
Kind of, because I'm like, my crush in kindergarten.
Was what? I'm sorry, we might be a little bit
giggly.
What?
My crush in kindergarten probably was a little white boy.
Mm-hmm.
who it was never, you know, any bit of, you know, it was that definitely that innocent,
yes,
childlike. I probably got him sent to the private school, so.
That is going to be a conversation on another day. That is hilarious.
So for you to go to kindergarten, it's like, okay. But I know then I won't think about, oh, I want you to hug me. No, it won't none of that.
It won't none of that. So I think it was just like me. Just acknowledge me. But my crush gave my older sister a love note on the bus.
Correct.
So I'm sitting here like, what she got that I don't got?
Right.
This is kindergarten. Years old. Because right. We weren't even five when we started.
Correct.
So, I know some people are going to listen to this and be like, what? What?
Y'all. We need to break y'all down.
All right. I think I have always, there's always been a part of me that is this song. That is, I love so deeply that all I want is affection has always just rang out.
Yes. And it's true. There are parts of the song. The song is true. I do.
Yeah.
I do desire affection. I desire holding. I desire what affection brings. I desire the conversation. I desire all of the feelings that build to that moment of togetherness between mm-hmm. man and woman. I desire all of that. So the song rings true. However, it leaves me there.
Mm-hmm.
And that I have a problem with because, and then when I look back around the songs around that time, probably mm-hmm. most of the songs left you there.
Yeah.
So if you build on, oh, these are my jams, your jam's going to leave you heartbroken.
Yeah, and wanting for more.
Right.
Because the reality is, you know, this was produced by Jesse James, mm-hmm. and I believe Jesse Johnson, I mean, and I believe he wrote it. But, like, the question is, like, no rejection. Don't even fathom the concept of turning me down.
Right.
I don't think I've ever demanded that part.
You may not have demanded it verbally, but your mm-hmm. heart did.
Yeah. I'm sure it sent that energy.
And the rejection helped to build some insecurities.
Mm-hmm.
I know for myself.
Yeah.
When I read that line or hear it sung, it's like, baby, please, no rejection. And so when I was rejected,
mm-hmm.
what did that do? I know it built walls, it mm-hmm. built moats, it built ravines that people can't cross at the moment.
Yeah. I think for me in kindergarten, it was like, why her? Like, she correct. All right.
Correct.
She my sister and all, but she all
right. Right.
So, I know people, I cannot wait for her to hear this. So, but I think that moment of so this weekend it was like, okay, so I have to grow up this side of myself that says all she wants is affection. I have to grow her up somehow.
Mm-hmm.
And still remain in that innocence that I do want to have like some deep connection to someone. You know, everybody's taken the five love languages and, you know, mine, quality time and physical touch.
Mm-hmm.
So that piece of, I want to feel the affection. I just want you to spend time with me. All of that is in the song.
Correct. But I think those love languages that are a part of you are real things. I can't think of what my love language is, but those two, I believe, are in my top three. Mm-hmm. And they play a big role. Because when I do not have that time that reflects affection,
mm-hmm.
it makes me begin to probably question what is going on with me. And it could be nothing going on with me.
Correct.
nine times out of ten, ain't nothing going on with me. It's that motherfucker.
Well, that's true. Because we have run into a whole lot of motherfuckers that can't figure out what the hell they want out of life.
Right.
And in one moment or the next, or just literally all of their life is just fucked up.
Right.
But
they don't want to impose that on you, but don't know how to tell you or don't know how to communicate. And so then the rejection then starts building another moat or another wall or another, some more barricades to life that now I fight through. Now I have to figure out how to let down or overcome. And that's just the work being done currently.
Yeah. It is the work that's being done. But I still so baffled, and I probably have listened to the song like 20 more times since Friday, but and it's gonna remain in my top 10 of songs that has affected my person, my heart, my love, and all of that.
Correct.
Oh.
It's one of those things I wish I could. What did you write this for? Who was this intended to?
Right.
What was this for? Those are now the questions I have for half of the songs I love or the writers that wrote them. It's the dig deep, because let's not front, you 20, 30 at the time probably writing these. And some of that came out of rejection and hurt.
Correct. But at the same time, you know, I really think he wrote the song. So for a man to write these words and a woman singing them is one thing.
Right.
But what if he had decided to sing this song?
Right.
How would that have changed dynamics?
Right.
You know, in this era, we can't even explore that one. Cause...
Right. But who saw it as empowerment? Like, the song should be empowering at this moment.
Is.
It because it gives her the footing to say, look, this is all I want. I think you see it. You see we should be, you know, at least entangled. So let's get entangled.
Let's have an entanglement. That's gonna be another year or so, right? We're gonna be entangled for at least another year,
right? We are.
Like, that's so crazy. But yo, so like the person I knew I wanted to have this conversation with was you.
Mm-hmm.
Where do we go from here?
I think we need to find another song. and truly, you know, my go-to songs come from the 80s, 90s, and early 2000s. And we have a plethora of songs that... may not empower in love, empower in truth.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure.
Yeah.
We need some songwriters to come on here and say, hey, what can we write?
Something.
Yeah. And what can we create? What can we create, writers? Because we can do some things together. We got some healing people with us.
I know that's right. Well, I want to thank you for coming on today and just spending this time with me. And normally my podcast is 15 minutes, hopefully max, but our conversation has definitely gone past that. And I hope that my subscribers get a peek inside of who I am by having you on here and just this brief discussion of our childhood to adulthood, wrapped around one song.
Right. And only a peek in.
Yes, because this is not who we are fully. But this is definitely a peek into that part of our hearts that seek affection.
Right.
And this song has definitely played a part of our life. So mm-hmm. I am grateful to you to have you on. Thank you for coming on. And we'll talk later.
Okay. Thank you for having me. I love you. And continued success with Rooted in Love and Truth, the podcast.
Thank you. You're welcome. To you later.
Bye.
I so enjoyed that, and I hope you did too. Please look at the description, take some time to look at the video, to just listen to the song, because what I forgot to mention when she and I was talking, the song ends and you have to wait until the very end, like it's almost about to go off, and she says, "Don't fuck with me." Like, all she wanted was affection. But at the same time, we not here for no bullshit. Like, give me everything you got. But I have no time for you to be fucking around with me and my emotions. Either you gonna come with it or you not. Y'all know, I am all here for that. So I'll put it in the description. Check it out. I hope you enjoyed. We probably will do more segments. I just love having conversations around love and that connection. So thank you for joining us this episode. Check us out on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. YouTube is where I do some of my meditation work, and there'll be more to come. Look out for her as well. So, peace. Thank y'all for joining.